Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Receiving Through His Promises. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. It says, For all the promises of God find their yes in Christ. That is why it is through Him that we utter our Amen to God for His glory. I have just read from the English Standard Version. Jade had a problem that made her pray and cry almost every night. One day she was listening to the Word of God. She heard a promise that spoke directly about her problem. She was excited at first, but she later said, This promise only applied to the Hebrew women and not for me. She didn't realize that the promises of God are actually more real in Christ than they were in the Old Testament. When she knew that the promise she had on radio was actually meant for her because she was in Christ, she claimed and received it, and as a result, received her miracle. It is the same God that Abraham and the other patriarchs of the faith worshipped that we worship. But we can even have a closer relationship with Him through Christ Jesus and the indwelling Holy Spirit. God's Word is the most powerful force in the whole universe. It was created through God's Word. When God releases His Word in the form of promises, if you believe them and receive them in Christ's name with thanksgiving, they will be fulfilled in your life just as you have believed. Go into today remembering that being in Christ is superior to being a Jew. All the promises of God, even the ones that the Jews could not appropriate, can be received by you through Christ Jesus. Let your prayers take root in the Word of God and the promises. This is the most effective way to pray and receive from God. Pray like this. Ask the Lord to help you know and claim all His promises for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, or you want to accept the Lord Jesus today as your Lord and Savior, let us pray this prayer together in faith. Ask the Lord to forgive you your sins. Ask that you be cleansed from all unrighteousness. And begin to confess that Jesus is Lord and receive Him as your Lord and Savior. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for those who have determined to give their lives to Jesus and to live under your authority. I pray that even this moment, that your grace will be released to them. In the name of Jesus. Now say these words after me if you are accepting Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, I confess with my mouth that you are Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead on the third day when you died as a sacrifice for my sins. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the sacrifice of Jesus. And thank you for receiving me into your family. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you have just prayed this prayer in faith, I want to congratulate you. Because by confessing the Lord Jesus, you will receive His salvation. Visit any of our websites and click on the link that says, Are you saved? There you would find messages that will help you understand the faith and grow. Stream Globe Devotional is non-denominational and interdenominational. We request that you kindly share this devotional with your friends and contacts, and let us touch and bless lives together. The audio for today's yearly Bible reading comes up next. Psalm 42 to Psalm 44.
Psalm 42 for the director of music, a Maskil of the sons of Korah.
As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night. While people say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day the Lord directs His love. At night His song is with me. A prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long,
"Where is your God?"
Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God.
Psalm 43.
Vindicate me, my God, and plead my cause against an unfaithful nation. Rescue me from those who are deceitful and wicked. You are God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Send me your light and your faithful care. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God, my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God.
Psalm 44, for the director of music of the Sons of Korah, Amasco.
We have heard it with our ears, O God. Our ancestors have told us what you did in their days, in days long ago. With your hand, you drove out the nations and planted our ancestors. You crushed the peoples and made our ancestors flourish. It was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you love them. You are my King and my God, who decrees victories for Jacob. Through you we push back our enemies. Through your name we trample our foes. I put no trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory, but you give us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. In God we make our boast all day long, and we will praise your name forever. But now, you have rejected and humbled us. You no longer go out with our armies. You made us retreat before the enemy, and our adversaries have plundered us. You gave us up to be devoured like sheep, and have scattered us among the nations. You sold your people for a pittance, gaining nothing from their sale. You have made us a reproach to our neighbors, the scorn and derision of those around us. You have made us a byword among the nations. The people shake their heads at us. I live in disgrace all day long, and my face is covered with shame at the taunts of those who reproach and revile me because of the enemy who is bent on revenge. All this came upon us though we had not forgotten you. We had not been false to your covenant. Our hearts had not turned back. Our feet had not strayed from your path. But you crushed us and made us a haunt for jackals. You covered us over with deep darkness. If we had forgotten the name of our God or spread out our hands to a foreign God, would not God have discovered it, since he knows the secrets of the heart? Yet for your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Awake, Lord! Why do you sleep? Rouse yourself. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our misery and oppression? We are brought down to the dust. Our bodies cling to the ground. Rise up and help us. Redeem us because of your unfailing love.
Please beware of scammers. No one in Streamglobe will ever call you or send you a WhatsApp message asking for any code or personal information or for money.
If you've been blessed by this devotional, you've been healed, you've been delivered, you've been enlightened by God's word, we would love to hear your testimony. Send your testimony to us via WhatsApp on +234 803 442-0524. If you wish to send your prayer request, you can send your prayer request to that same number via WhatsApp. To learn more about this ministry, or to read our devotionals online, or listen to our sermons and other resources online, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org or www.devotional.ng.
Thank you for listening to today's Streamglobe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Streamglobe Word Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us or donate by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 80344-20524 or +234 90555-65838.